Welcome to Insights for Eternity, broadcasting from Voice of Hope in Zambia. This is John Edmiston, and we're looking at the book of Colossians. And today we're going to do just three verses, Colossians 2, verses 8 to 10. If you've got your Bibles there, open them up right now to Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority. So Jesus is the head over all rule and over all authority, is over your life right now. And let's submit to him in prayer. Lord Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, Lamb upon the throne, we submit to you in prayer. We submit to your word. We submit our life to the life of Christ. You are our Lord and our Savior. And now we ask that in this broadcast, your word might be proclaimed according to truth. And Lord, I pray that these words that come forth from my mouth will be for the edification of the saints and the blessing of all. In Jesus' name, amen. So here we are in the book of Colossians, and the book of Colossians is about people being led astray by philosophers, by legalists, by all sorts of persuasive people that tell them lies and talk about angels and all sorts of bad prophecies. Now, I believe that God is dynamic. I'm a Pentecostal believer, but I don't believe in all these stories about angels and trips to heaven. I think they trick people. They cannot be verified. And often the fruit of the life of the people that talk like that are not very good. Now I believe in Jesus, and I believe in the Holy Ghost, and I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I believe in living a spiritual lifestyle. But I don't believe in believing every person that comes along on TV. Some of those people, they're tricksters. They're after you. They're after your money. They're after your loyalty. They're after your viewership. Do not believe them. Instead, believe in Jesus and believe in the Word of God. And it says in verse 8, see to it that no one takes you captive. These people are trying to take you captive. They want you as a follower. They want you as a viewer. They want you to tithe to them and give money to them. They want to walk around in a fast car while you're riding a bicycle. They don't really care about you. They just care about the money that they can get out of you. And so don't let these people take you captive through philosophy and empty deception. In other words, the philosophy here is the Greek philosophy of the time, where people like Plato and Aristotle and all the other Greek philosophers and the Stoics and the Epicureans, they had all their theories, and the theories that are proclaimed in many centers of education even to this day. And they take people captive and they walk away from Jesus. They walk away from Christianity and from their family and from their faith and from their church. And they are stumbled by the philosophers of this age. Now, I've studied philosophy, but I studied it in moderation. And I always kept my hand upon the Bible and my mind on Christ. And all the false philosophies of this world, they don't get you saved. They might make you sound very eloquent, but they're not getting you to heaven. Plato and Socrates and Nietzsche and all those famous philosophers did not get into the kingdom of God. They may have had some very smart ideas, but Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is your righteousness and your wisdom and your sanctification. You are to follow after Jesus. You are not to follow after all the philosophers of this age. Now, it says, according to the tradition of men. These philosophers set up traditions, and they can be the tradition of Buddha, the tradition of Hinduism, the tradition of Zoroastrianism, or this tradition or that, or some denominational tradition. And this tradition continues down the centuries. The tradition of the Greek philosophers is still alive and well today. And these traditions are passed on, and they have no spiritual power. They are dead. They are lifeless. They cannot lift you out of the grave. They have never helped an alcoholic to get sober. They have never helped a drug addict to get clean. They have never helped a broken marriage. They just make people proud and puffed up in their own ways. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You are to seek Jesus. He is the living head of all things. Verse 9, it says, in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. All of God is in Christ. All of God is in Christ, and you don't need anything more. Let's go back to verse 8. I'm going to get to verse 9, but I'm going to build a foundation before we get there. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of this world. Now, what are the elementary principles of this world that Paul talks about here and in Galatians and at the end of this chapter when he talks about don't handle, don't touch? The elementary principles of this world is a strange Greek word called stoichia. Now, my first degree was in chemistry and we talked about stoichiometry, which is the measuring out of things and the ratios of chemicals and things like that. So the stoichia is the basic building blocks, like the atomic building blocks of philosophy. And they're the Old Testament things, priests and temples and all that kind of superstructure. And now, back in the day, the angels are divided into good angels and bad angels, and they set up the basic building blocks of religion. So the Jews had a temple, but also Baal had a temple. The Jews had priests, but Zeus also had priests. And so they copied one another, and these basic things, these things have faded away. We don't need priests anymore, and God does not dwell in temples made with human hands, and we don't need to offer libations and sacrifices. We don't need to offer bulls and goats anymore. And all these elementary principles of the world that were set up after the fall by good angels and bad angels, these principles have gone away. You see, way back in time, Satan was up there in the third heaven, and he sinned because of the abundance of his trade and his greed and his violence towards God and trying to overthrow God, and he was cast down from the third heaven to the second heaven. While he was in the second heaven, he set up all the idol religions of the world and led Israel astray and into bondage and eventually into captivity in Babylon. You see, Satan was trying to deceive the Israelites with the elementary principles of this world into worshipping Baal and Ashtaroth and Moloch and all those terrible gods. And here in America, we had some guy who set up a temple to Moloch on an island and did terrible things with young children. And so these gods are still alive. The elementary principles of the world are still alive. But he was in the second heaven setting up all these wicked things. And then Christ was crucified on the cross. And Satan was cast down from the second heaven to the first heaven, and he is now just the prince of the power of the air. And all these elementary principles of the world, they are passing away. The things about taboos, tribal taboos, don't eat, don't touch, don't do this, don't do that, they're all gone. You don't have to fear the demons anymore. When I was in Papua New Guinea, people feared demons, and they had all these taboos that you couldn't look at your mother-in-law, or you couldn't do this or that, or that certain women at certain time of the month couldn't eat this or do that. And all these taboos were fear of spirits. And if you're a Christian, you don't need to fear spirits anymore. You're beyond that. You've come into a new realm. You've come into the realm of Jesus and the realm of cross. And we'll see that as we get down there to Colossians 2, 13 to 15. All the evil powers have been disarmed, and all the charges against you have been nailed to the cross. You don't need to fear evil spirits anymore, and you don't need to placate them, and you don't need to obey the elementary principles of this world, or be sucked into their new moons, their Sabbath, their rituals, their temples. You don't need to engage in any kind of sacrifice. You don't need to sacrifice a bull or a goat. And God is not calling you to any sacrifice but that of prayer and thanksgiving in Hebrews chapter 13. So all these old ways of fancy robes and priests and temples and altars and things like that, they're all gone. They've been washed away, and that which has come is Christ Jesus. And he is the fullness of everything that's all in all. He is the fullness, and those things were just the shadow. And the whole book of Hebrews deals with this difference between the shadow and the reality. And it says if the blood of bulls and goats could have sanctified us, then Jesus would not have needed to come. But he has come. And he is the fullness, and all those things, they're no longer part of the Christian life. We don't need to worry about that. We have a new priesthood, the priesthood according to Melchizedek. And that is an eternal priesthood that's based on faith in Jesus Christ. It's a priesthood of faith. We do not live by religious ceremonies. We live by faith. And the elementary principles of this world, all the religious mumbo-jumbo and the fear of demons and the need to have all sorts of amulets and charms to ward them off, they're gone. They're finished with. And people are trying to suck you back into that all the time, to drag you back in to the old rituals, the old ways, the old tribal traditions. And God says, no, you don't need that. You've got Christ, and Christ is adequate, and Christ is all in all. He is the head above all things. He is the one for whom the whole universe was made. And we saw that in Colossians chapter 1. And that leads us to verse 9. Let's finish off verse 8. According to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ, for in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. It says, in Jesus, all the fullness of God dwells in bodily form. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Jesus is fully God and he's fully man. Jesus is fully God and he's fully man. He is the Word. He is the Son of God. He came into this earth to save us, and he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you don't need anyone else. You don't need an angel. You don't need someone else to top you up. He's all there is, and it's all we need. Let's go to John chapter 1, the Gospel of John and chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by him, and apart from him nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Jumping down to verse 11, he came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, Jesus is the Word. He's the eternal God. Apart from him, nothing was made that was made. And he came and dwelt among us. God, the Word, became flesh in Jesus Christ through the Virgin Mary. And at that time, he was conceived of the Holy Ghost, and he is the fullness of God in bodily form. If the Jehovah's Witnesses or someone else comes along and says Jesus wasn't fully God, or Jesus wasn't the Word, or Jesus isn't the eternal truth of God, you tell them, no, he is God. He is greater than any angel. He is the fullness of God in bodily form. And this is as straight as you get, Colossians 2:9, that Jesus is the fullness of deity in bodily form. You see, the human body was always made to be God-breathed. That's what God did to Adam. He breathed God into Adam, not in the same way as into Jesus. Jesus was the eternal God from all of creation. But we were always meant to be spirit-filled. We were always meant to have God dwelling inside us. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. But Jesus, it was a very, very special way that Jesus is the fullness of deity, not just a little bit of it, the fullness of deity in bodily form. Let's go to Hebrews 1:1-3. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also he made the world, and he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. So Jesus is not an angel. Jesus is not a spirit. Jesus is not just a prophet or a good man or someone with a beard and sandals wandering around Palestine ages ago. Jesus is the fullness of deity in bodily form. He upholds the entire universe by the word of his power. He has a name that's above all the names of all the angels and a more excellent name than they. He is at the right hand of the majesty on high, and he is the exact representation of God, so that Jesus could say, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. He is the exact representation of God. God is love and Jesus is love. If you want to see the Father, look at Jesus Christ. Read the Gospels day and night till they're burned down into you. Because Jesus is the fullness of deity in bodily form. You don't need anything else. You don't need any extra thing. You don't need a ceremony. You don't need an amulet. You don't need some curse-breaking device. Jesus is going to do all that for you, because he is the power that is behind the whole universe. And at the name of Jesus, everything has to bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And you just need Jesus. You do not need any of these so-called philosophies. You don't need to add philosophy onto Jesus. That's been tried time and time again throughout the ages. And the Catholic Church did a lot of that, trying to tack Aristotle onto Jesus. And other people have tried this way and that, trying to tack science or this or that onto Jesus. You don't need that. He's the fullness of God in bodily form. And it says, and in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority. So in Christ you have been made complete. You don't need anything else to make you complete. You don't need some sort of Hebraic thing. You don't need a Jewish name to make you complete. You don't need to be circumcised to be made complete. That's made very clear in Romans and in Galatians. You don't need any religious ceremony. You don't have to visit Jerusalem or Mecca to be made complete. You are made complete in Christ Jesus. You don't need some anointing from some special prophet to be made complete. I do not make you complete. You are complete in Christ already. You have been filled up with Christ. He is dwelling in your heart through faith, and you're going to make it to heaven, and you're going to be made mature through the work of the Holy Ghost in your life. In Christ, you have everything you need. In Christ, you have died with Christ. In Christ, you have risen with Christ. In Christ, you have ascended into the heavenly realms with Christ Jesus, Ephesians 2, verses 6 and 7. In Christ, you will judge angels. In Christ, you are seated in the heavenly realms with him, for you have died and your life is hidden in Christ with God. In Christ, you will return with Jesus Christ when he returns with millions and millions of his holy ones. Because you are in Christ, you will reign with Jesus in the millennium, and you will rule and reign with Christ if you are one of the holy ones and your walk has been holy with him. So in Christ, you have all you need. You do not need another prophet. You do not need another book. You don't need the Book of Mormon. You don't need the Jehovah's Witnesses Bible. You don't need some book from some Pentecostal preacher to make you complete. All you need is Jesus, and all you need is faith in Jesus. For we go from faith to faith, not from ceremony to ceremony. We don't go from one course to the next course, though it's good that if you're going out and getting some Bible teaching and getting deeper in the Word. You do not need some pastor or priest or person to give you a special necklace or a special bracelet or some holy water or anything else to make you complete in Christ. You are complete by having faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and he will build you up, he will establish you, he will do the work, and the good work that he has begun in you, he will complete until the day of Christ Jesus. You are not incomplete. You are not inadequate. The devil tries to tell you that you're inadequate. You need this, that, and the other. You need some seven steps to perfection. You need some legalism. You need to do this, do that, or run upstairs, or visit this, or visit that, in order to be complete in Christ. No, it's not Christ plus something. It's Christ alone. You only need Jesus. You only need faith in Jesus. You only need to trust the Bible and what it says about Jesus, and you will be fine. You do not need some fancy car. You do not need money to be complete in Christ. Faith alone is enough. You may feel incomplete in this world. You might be struggling. You might be saying, how can I get ahead in life when it's like this, when it's like that or the other? And you look at the disaster of this world and you feel inadequate. Yes, we all feel inadequate from time to time. And the devil puts a lie in your head that your faith isn't complete yet. You need this, or you need that, or you need this special doctrine that's been hidden away secretly. There are no hidden away secret doctrines. It's all plainly proclaimed in the Scripture. And Paul keeps saying, I taught you this at the beginning. Remember this, I taught this in public. There's no secret doctrines. That what Paul taught, what the apostles taught, what Peter taught, what James taught, what all the others, that's enough. That's enough to get you saved and keep you saved. You're to trust Jesus, and everything in Christ Jesus, you're to be built up in him, and not in any rumors, not in any spiritual things, not in some strange thing that you need to get a revelation from an angel to be complete spiritually. No, you are complete spiritually in Christ Jesus, and his name is better than the name of any angel or any other special doctrine. There's a lot of false teaching out there these days. Just stick with Jesus, because you're complete in him. And he says, and in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and all authority. It says in Matthew 28, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and preach the gospel in all the nations, and make disciples of all nations, etc., etc. So Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth, and all things must bow at his feet. He is King of kings. He is Lord of lords. He is returning one day, and he will make everyone submit to him. For at the name of Jesus, everything must bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. You see, he is the head over all rule and authority, and he's the head over the church, and he's the head over you. So you must obey Jesus. You must submit to Jesus. You must put your life at the feet of Jesus, and you must say, Lord Jesus, I give up having my own way and my own will. I give up my stubbornness. I give up my fractiousness. I give up kicking and struggling. I give up behaving like a two-year-old and saying no, 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 no all the time. You cannot say no, Lord, because if it's no, it's not Lord. And if it's Lord, it's not no. So the word no, Lord, is not compatible. You must submit to Jesus Christ, for he is the head over all rule and all authority. He's the head over the government of America. He's the head over the government of Russia or China or even of nations that don't believe in him. He's the head over Australia and New Zealand and Swaziland and everywhere else. Jesus is the head over all rule and authority, and all the kings of the earth one day will bow down to him. For he is King of kings and he is Lord of lords, and he will establish and tear down the governments of this earth. So you do not need some king or some prince to validate you. Jesus has validated you, and you are in Christ, and in Christ you are a citizen of heaven, not just a citizen of the nation you're in right now. And in Psalm 119, verse 18, the central verse of the Bible, it says it's better to trust in God than in princes. It's better to trust in God than in man. When we trust in some human authority, we're trusting in something that's less than Jesus. The human authority may seem real. It may seem very strong. It may seem very present wherever we are. But we are not to trust in people, and we're not to believe in people, because people have good aspects and they have bad aspects. And if we trust in a human being, we're going to fall over. We're going to be stumbled when we find their bad aspects. If you trust in a pastor, a bishop, or a priest instead of in Christ, you're going to be bitterly disappointed when they do something wrong or do something rude or do something that's hurts you in some way. Instead, you've got to trust in Jesus, who is the head over all rule and all authority for all time. So I'm calling on you now to forsake the powers and principalities of this world, to not go back to tribal religion, to not go back to the elementary principles of the world, not to go back to voodoo, not to go back to charms and to amulets, to special holy places, to places in the forest or special buildings that have a special spiritual atmosphere, as if that's going to add to your faith. That will not make your faith complete. Your faith is complete in Christ. You need none of those things. It's not Christ plus the witch doctor. It's Christ alone. It's not Christ plus some magic spell that your grandmother told you. It's Christ alone. It's not Christ plus some ceremony that makes you this or that, or makes you a high priest of some religion that's of human origin. It's not Christ plus philosophy or Christ plus any amount of human knowledge. You are complete in Christ. You do not need the elementary principles of the world. They've been torn apart by the cross of Jesus Christ. He has destroyed the elementary principles of this world on the cross and put them to shame and taken victory over them in the cross. So you are not going back to those things. Those things are of the past. They're the things of the second heaven, the things when the devil was up in the air, but now he's been cast down to the first heaven, and eventually he'll be cast down to earth as the Antichrist, and then he'll be defeated and eventually he will be destroyed. Do not get back into the satanic things that will draw you away from pure faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the fullness of deity in bodily form. He completes you, and he is the head over all things and all authority. He's the head over the heavens and the earth, over all things in nature, just like he commanded the storm, and the storm obeyed him. You do not need some spell to get rid of a storm or a plague or locusts or insects or some disease in your village. You just need to ask Jesus, and you need to use the name of Jesus with authority to break the power of demons in your village, demons in your family, curses against you. You can cleanse the bloodline through commanding in the name of Jesus. You can get rid of all the afflictions coming against you because you are complete in Christ. Christ is the head over everything. He can break that curse, and he became a curse for us on the cross, and he took all the curses and he's got rid of them. Jesus is the complete solution to every situation. And you need to cry out to him. You need to bless him. You need to say, Lord Jesus Christ, come into my life right now. I want your power. I don't want the power of demons. I don't want the power of traditions. I don't want the power of some cultural thing. You don't need the power of some special sword or some special amulet or some special this or that. You just need the power of Jesus Christ unleashed through the Holy Ghost. And you need to say, Lord Jesus, give me your power. Give me your Holy Ghost. Give me your anointing. I believe that Jesus is everything and for everything, and that he will stand on that day and he will crush all the systems of the devil. He will cast down all those false, pretentious things raised up against him. He will conquer the demons and throw them into the pit of fire. And just so you're not to follow the demons, you're not to follow the witchcraft, because that's all going into the lake of fire and you don't want to go there. You want to go where Jesus goes. You want to be seated in the heavenly realms with him. So put all that to one side right now and believe in Jesus, who is the fullness of all in all, the fullness of deity in bodily form. Worship Jesus, believe in Jesus, read your Bible and believe every word that's in there. This is John Edmiston with Insights for Eternity, signing off now. God bless you all, and may you be strengthened in the faith. In Jesus' name, amen.